USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters, many wearing masks and reindeer horns, after scuffles in shopping malls in a prime tourist district as anti-government rallies escalated into chaos on Christmas Eve. Protesters inside the building had thrown a number of objects at police, who responded by beating demonstrators with batons, at one point firing guns into the crowd, but not at the people. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who had occupied the main roads outside the malls. Many Hong Kong residents are angry at what they see as Beijing's meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to the Chinese in 1997. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems formulas put into place at that time, and has blamed foreign forces for starting the unrest. Merry Christmas from the entire team at USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
New Zealand authorities said their country will now be a safer place after owners have handed in more than 50,000 guns during a buyback program following a new ban on assault weapons. But critics say the process was flawed and many owners have illegally stashed their firearm. The government banned most lethal types of semi-automatic weapons less than a month after a lone gunman in March killed 51 worshippers at two mosques. Police then launched a six-month program to buy back the newly banned weapons. If you love those hard-boiled eggs for protein throughout the day, Wendy King has a story about a recall.
Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch, as the disease can spread very quickly.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Michigan man, recently identified as the newborn baby boy snatched from his mother in 1964 by someone posing as a maternity ward nurse, was found through a commercial ancestry website. After the man or a child of his submitted DNA to the sites to learn more about their family tree, recent media reports have said the now 55-year-old man living in rural Michigan was the two-day-old child of Chester and Dora Franzak, abducted April 27, 1964, from a Chicago hospital. Those reports have not provided details on how he was located, other than to say that the DNA was involved. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.